VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Somali officials say Al-Shabaab militants shot dead 9 civilians in a suburb of Mogadishu on Monday. The militants attacked 11 civilians who were cleaning the streets and started shooting them. Regional Governor Mohamed Ibrahim Barre told VOA Somali that six women and 3 men were killed by the militants. 2 other workers were injured in the attack. Hundreds of women and children boarded trucks and evacuated the final piece of land still held by the Islamic State on Monday, prolonging the more than week-long exodus and delaying the U.S.-led coalition's final assault on the last shred of the terror group's self-declared caliphate. Observers on the ground outside the village of Bagu said the latest evacuation included a convoy of about 25 vehicles carrying mostly family members of IS fighters to the nearby Al-Hol camp for displaced persons in northeastern Syria. Pakistan has decided to allow hundreds of thousands of Afghans residing in the country as legal refugees to open accounts in local banks. That enables them to participate in the national economy. The country hosts more than 1.4 million registered Afghan refugees, making Pakistan one of the largest refugee-hosting nations in the world, according to the United Nations High Commissioner for Refugees. The international arms control system is facing collapse, according to the UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres. On Monday, he urged Russia and the United States to stop the imminent demise of a crucial nuclear treaty. This is VOA News. The Trump administration stands with the U.S.-recognized interim president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, 100%, the words of Vice President Mike Pence on Monday, as he announced new financial assistance for the Venezuelan people. He spoke in Bogota, Colombia on Monday. He said, "We stand with you, and along with all the nations gathered here today, we will keep standing with you until democracy and liberty are restored." Pence said disputed Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro, quote, "must go." The United States has expressed its, quote, "deep concern" about Sudanese President Omar al-Bashir's declaration of a 1-year nationwide state of emergency and growing national anti-government protests. The U.S. Acting United Nations Ambassador Jonathan Cohen told a meeting of the Security Council on Monday, "We continue to evaluate the impact